This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. The coronavirus outbreak is striking more countries, including the first cases in Mexico and Nigeria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The World Health Organization has boosted its risk assessment of the virus spreading worldwide
to very high at global level,
with the number of nations hit nearing five dozen.
The first case of coronavirus disease in confirmed in Nigeria.
It's now reached sub-Saharan Africa. Mexico, New Zealand, and Iceland are among other nations reporting their first cases, some appearing with no obvious source. With governments scrambling to contain the virus, the health crisis is turning into an economic one, with travel warnings, factory shutdowns, and event cancellations.
The Geneva International Motor Show n'aura pas lieu,
including one of the car industry's showcase events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health officials say there is a second case of a person who got the coronavirus from the community, this time in California. AP's Mike Gracia.
A new case of coronavirus has been confirmed in Northern California.
This is the third case to be identified in our county.
Dr. Sarah Cody is Santa Clara County's health officer.
The individual is an adult woman with chronic health conditions.
The new patient had not traveled abroad or been in contact with anyone known to have been infected. But Dr. Chris Braden of the CDC says
it may be those people that are not severely ill may not even seek medical care, but are still ill in some way and infectious that may spread this the most.
Health officials think COVID-19 spreads mainly from droplets when an infected person coughs or sneezes. I'm Mike Gracia.
And the Taliban has ordered all its fighters to refrain from any kind of attack this Saturday. This is ahead of the signing of an agreement with the U.S. diplomats aimed at bringing peace to Afghanistan. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Almost 2 months since the U.S. airstrike that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, escalating regional tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the Trump administration's strategy in Iran in a tense Capitol Hill hearing. More from VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Pompeo said there would likely be consequences for the Soleimani strike.
Iran is going to be looking for even more vulnerabilities and opportunities to harm Americans as retribution that will play out over the years. Are you worried about that too?
Oh, yes, we are very worried about Iran.
Okay.
This is why we have a strategic campaign to change the course of their behavior.
But Democrats say there's no strategy after Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear agreement negotiated by President Obama.
How are we going to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon?
We'll stop them.
That will stop them is like a bumper sticker. That's not a plan.
Pompeo said the administration was working to address Iran's influence in Syria, with the regime's bombing of civilian targets in Idlib province has renewed concerns about regional stability. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump says that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on hand to see an agreement signed with the Taliban, who are responsible for the deaths of thousands of American troops in Afghanistan. That signing comes after a week where U.S.-led forces and the Taliban committed to a reduction in violence. The deal coerced for the U.S. to draw down from 13,000 troops in Afghanistan to about 8,600. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
This will be only the first but very important first step towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan.
Stoltenberg said that the only permanent solution to the Afghan situation is an intra-Afghan peace process. Marine commanders have been ordered to implement the removal of all Confederate symbols, even bumper stickers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with those details.
Marine Commandant David Berger has ordered all Confederate flags, stickers, and other paraphernalia to be removed from Marine Corps bases around the country starting this weekend. A spokesman says it's not due to any one incident, although recently some members of the military have been caught participating in white supremacist activities. The removal of Confederate symbols is part of a sweeping cultural change the commandant announced last week, including plans to recruit more women for combat jobs, expand maternity leave, and restrict Marines convicted of domestic violence. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
alaikum for my people. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. Yeah, 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 yeah. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. Sing like Manu.
Yes, hello everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. That was Mr. Leo with his new single, fresh from Cameroon, Zaga Zaga. Now from Hausa Land, Nigeria, here's Ajanabiya. That's an Indian word for stranger. The song is known and loved as a soundtrack to a popular movie some 10 years back. And the story goes, a man and his wife were so happy because his best childhood friend was coming home after living many years abroad. He sings, "Welcome back, my visitor. Our bond of friendship is so strong. We've been friends since childhood. Welcome back." Now, his wife also joins him in the song to welcome him home. Then in the end of the movie, the wife has an affair with the friend. Yep. Hey everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell, and that was Ajanabiya by Mahmoud Naguda.
We're going to hang out with three Ghanaian music stars together. That's Stone Boy, Samini, and Lamissi, along with on-air personality Prince Benjamin, with interviews and music. But first, let's get this music news. Egypt's musicians' union has banned the popular street music Marahaganat after one song was deemed too immoral. According to various news reports, singer Henny Shaker, the head of the musicians' syndicate, said on Sunday that Marahaganat singers would no longer be allowed to work in Egypt. They will also be denied licenses to perform anywhere in the country. Now, the style of music we're talking about is popular working-class music. It's electronic folk music, which originally started out in some of Egypt's poorer districts. In an interview with pro-government host Amra Adib, Shakir said, "This type of music is based on promiscuous and immoral lyrics, which is completely prohibited. We want real art," he said. This is a real shock, and I'm quite sure it's going to be a big fight in the courts there in Egypt. Remember, the song I played just in last week's edition of Music Time in Africa was by Egyptian singers Hassan Shakush and Omar Kamal, and that song is on the top of the list of songs that just got banned. Okay, now with music news out of the way, let's get inside the music scene in Accra, Ghana. For each of the three artists you're going to meet, I'll begin with a short excerpt of an interview and follow up with one of each artist's hit songs. First up, international reggae dancehall superstar, Stone Boy.
So you are a multi-award winning artist for Best International Act, for Best Reggae Dancehall Artist.
BET, Nickelodeon, Kids Choice, Africa Music Awards, 3 times in a row, Reggae Dancehall Artist. Many more.
I know. I got tired of writing down the list. I said, forget it. You're about 32 years old, huh? I calculate.
Yeah, I'm going to be 32 this month.
Next year, March. Okay. So you'll be almost 32?
Yeah.
And you are from right in the neighborhood of
Ashaima. Yes, please.
Your star name is Stoneboy.
Yes, please.
How did you come by that name?
Livingstone, or Livingston, as you might want to pronounce it, is my first name. Yes. So the stone right there became the Stone Boy.
What's your full name?
Livingstone Echesatekla is my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is BIM? What is BIM Nation?
Thank you very much. BIM! As you hear me say, as a musician, I needed a slogan that can be associated with me when I step in.
So a sonic slogan, like a sound.
Sonic slogan, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So this, like, yo, it awakens the spirit. It's energetic, it kicks you up.
Yeah.
But then, after people got to love it, I'm like, this has come to stay. So what am I doing with it? I then now decided to give it the meaning of where that inspiration is coming from. And all I could see is to give glory to His Imperial Majesty, the ruler of the earth, the creator of mankind, the same one who put in the talent inside of me that I don't know about. I grew with it. You know what I mean? So bless His Imperial Majesty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it's BIM Nation.
Let me try.
It's my nation. BIM.
BIM.
Perfect. Samini, who is still very active, super active, is like a godfather to me. I give him all the maximum respect, and I have to mention him because once upon a time in my career line, he had to tell the world to look at me. By connectivity and whatever force that makes it happen, when you find persons that you will gel with, it just happens. Just like how you can find some people that you don't gel with. And so Tenny and I did 2 great songs. One on my album coming is not heard yet. And then we did Olole, which is a beautiful song, and it's blazing up the whole place right now. Shout out to all of my Nigerian family, you know, home and abroad, and all my Ghana people as well.
Yeah, that was Stone Boy and me, poolside in Accra, Ghana. And here is Ololo, that song I love so much that features Nigerian singer Tenny.
Girl, I want you to know. say be the final, and you be the cut to my spinal. Fallen, yeah, that's how send be na man can, yeah. You know, go fit to contaminate. Many won't tell me love, no behavior.
All right, that was Stone Boy featuring Tenny. Hey guys, this is Heather. We're in the middle of this Inside Accra feature where I'm featuring interviews and music of three important Ghanaian artists who I met a few months ago while visiting there. Each one begins with an excerpt of my interview, followed by music. Here's number two, Samini. Samini, by the way, is the artist that Stone Boy, the reggae dance hall artist you just heard talk a minute ago, paid his big respects to for helping him get started in his career. How are you doing, Samini?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. We just are now for the first time looking at each other. You're a nice, handsome man.
Thank you.
But more than that, you're an amazing artist. Now, would you be able to give me a little sample of something just right now, acoustic? I don't know, whatever feels right. You're about to go to Canada, right? So, you know, you're on the road. You're about to hit the road. I'm just trying to give you some inspiration.
Yagayoy! Yeah, you make me want to rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Netuna suni sisi kiti kiti. Okambra footi china no ye risi risi. Yeah, nisi mujre smile siri siri. Ompeni wasa mini no chili chili. Yeah, me bibi ni bro ni ye. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Minja toli, yeah. Each and every day, minye bidi, wo yo yi. My own. The time of the chase, I'm then no money day, oh. My own. See my hot back, but she thought I'd grind from my kenke. Yeah, that's a little snippet.
That's gorgeous. Beautiful. And I heard kenke in there.
Yep. So I'm just saying, the lady is my own. She's like all I have. So that's when you're eating kenke, you need pepe. You need like a small sauce. So and sometimes when you don't have that sauce, it's like you're the driest and brokest person in town. So she's that sauce that I would need to have with my kenke. You understand? Else it's a dry time.
I can see why that song, that is adorable. Oh, I wanna be somebody's sauce. All right, so what's happening now in your life, Samini? What you doing?
I'm currently pushing my Untamed album, which was released in 2018. It has Billboard credits and other stuff, so I'm trying to milk it, get the best I can out of it. So I have 5 videos out already, working on some more. And then also I'm looking at bringing out some more Afrobeat sounds, because that's what I'm known for, African dancehall. So after the reggae album, which was a deliberate approach, I wanted to give them a completely reggae album because I promised the fans that I would do that on my 7th album. So I did that for them. So going forward, I'm coming back with a lot of dance, a lot of, you know, party flavors, you know, exciting music.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. I know you got to hit the road to Canada. Are you on a tour?
Yeah, I'm doing the Canadian launch of my Untamed album. I did one in Seattle. I'm doing Canada, and then I'll do the UK and parts of Europe next year.
That's fantastic. Well, Samini, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
That was Samini and me at the Access Music Conference in Accra. And here is My Own, the studio version of what he sang to me in the interview. You know, about how dry kenke is terrible without sauce.
You make me wanna rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Netuna suni sisi kete kete. O kambro futi china no ye risi risi. Nisi mujire smile si risi ri. Open in wasa mini no chili chili. Yeah. Me try to live each and every day, me a be the
chat to me, yeah. Chat to me, girl, yeah. Wait time make a carry you. Champagne and I was the Malibu. And the dinner I did just for two. Me double now would do me Tibet, yeah.
My Own by Samini. Hey, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and we are in the middle of an Inside Accra music feature. Actually, we're coming up to the third and last interview. Now, all of these artists and many more I met with while I was there in November and December, and by the way, Kwame Ofori joined me at the end of that trip, and you'll hear some stuff in the future where Kwame is with me. But for now, this is La Missy, and we're inside Class FM 91.3 Accra with Prince Benjamin, also known as the Chauffeur. He's the host of Class Drive. So you're hearing La Missy, Prince, and me. And then we'll wrap it up with her amazing song, First Fool.
I'm working really hard, and looking at my background, I came from a tough background. Mm. Have you been to Ashaiman? Have you heard of Ashaiman?
Have you been to Ashaiman in Ghana?
No.
Accra? Okay.
Okay. Prince, can you help him give an idea of how...
I've never lived there, but Ashaiman, as far as I'm concerned, it's like a slam, mm-hmm. and it's tough there.
And over there, you find girls getting pregnant
it's
at the
like,
age of 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, where?
It's like, yeah, it's in Accra.
Yeah, in Accra. Oh. I have friends, you know, that have been victims. I wouldn't say I did better than them. Mm. Maybe I came into contact with certain people that influenced me so much, that made me overlook my background or where I grew up or where I was born to look at a bigger picture in working towards achieving my dream. So, coming from that background and saying I want to do music, and after my first degree, I didn't go to look for some office job or something. I still pursued to do music. Mm. At a point, I got so addicted to music, which was affecting my other side, my other life. Mm. So I didn't want to give any man a chance into my life because I didn't want anybody to distract me. I had that growing up. My family weren't in support of my music. There were instances when I'll go and sing in the church. I was just singing. I wasn't doing it for money or anything. The passion was there. Mm-hmm. I'll come back home and they'll beat me, and I had, you know, scars. And you know, the African parents don't joke. If they say don't go here, don't go. You go and you come, you get the beatings of your life. So you know the things they used to beat me, this wise, like this, because they told me that they were tired of the cane, the normal cane they use.
Yeah,
they told me that because they use the cane, I don't feel it, so I still go back the next day to sing. So now they'll use the electric wire, so when I see the scar, it will remind me not to go. So at a point, I had to lie to my parents. I was going for classes, like study groups, and then my band costumes were with my other friends, their hosts. So I go there, and then their parents understood my story. They'll help me iron, and I'll change over and join them to go and sing. And then when I come back, I'll stop by their
and
house,
they found
pick up my school bag, and then change over into what I wore. Mm-hmm. There was one day I met an auntie at one of the events. And I came home quickly than she came. She came to say, hey, your daughter can sing so much. And then I looked at her and I told her, me, did you see me? She said, ah, so it wasn't you. I thought you were the one.
I want no more wild lashes.
I am not the one.
I'm not the one. It wasn't me.
Yeah. It's actually a broken-hearted song. From my personal experience, and then I just made up my mind that I will never let something just take so much out of me. So I used that experience to put this music together.
It's beautiful.
In Africa, I don't know whether it's worldwide, we have a saying that first fool is not a fool, second fool is not a fool, third fool is a fool.
Least I've heard J. Cole rap a line like that, so I guess it's universal.
It's universal. I've been fooled for
how many times now? Don't say three.
Talk to us about this. Very interesting. Fooled for how long? How many times?
Twice. I refuse to be fooled for the third time.
Twice. Is there music, love? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think it's love. She's being a little
love. Shy. Love.
It's love, right? Aww. Yeah. What else would it be?
Right, yeah, right.
Is there a man's name involved in the song?
Well, everything.
Maybe we should listen to the song.
Right,
okay.
First Fool by La Missy from Ghana. Hello, darlings. This is Heather. And that concludes our Inside Accra music feature. Now, we've got Song of the Week, followed by the third and final part of the show, Mardi Gras Brass Bands in the African Diaspora. Don't touch that dial.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Ronald Magada, simply known as Maro, is one of Uganda's top R&B artists today. This is Nzira Nago. Kwame.
Hey,
what do you know about this song?
Well, Nzira Nago means I don't have, and it's Uganda.
Okay, you know, Kwame, first of all, I love the traditional drums and the traditional feel and the dance and the costumes. Mm-hmm. I love all of this about the song and the music video.
Oh, yeah, the video is very beautiful. And like you said, I also love the traditionalness of it with the feathers and the cloth on their waist and a lot of waist gyration, yeah. I must say.
I agree. Listening to this piece, it's a couple years old, but the reason I wanted this to be Song of the Week is because, you know, we know Maro. He was here a few years ago. We had a wonderful interview with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a great guy. And I want to say congratulations to Maro because on February 13th, he held a huge celebration concert. It was in Kampala, celebrating his 10 years of successfulness in music. And guess who came to help him perform and celebrate? Shane Palco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I know.
That is huge. Next time we'll be there.
Yeah, we just have another second. Kwame, do you have anything else you want to say about this song?
Well, it looks like the message in there is about a relationship between parents and their kids, sons and daughters. And, you know, kids sometimes tend to ignore the word of their parents because...
Sometimes? Wait, when do they actually listen?
Well, you're still exuberant.
Until they have their own kids and then they're like, oh, wait a minute. You know what? Mom and Dad, they had a point there.
And it's an old song that has been, you know...
Reversioned.
Yeah, reversioned.
All right, well, this song was Nzira Nago. We love it. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Miss Asante here for you.
And what was that, Kwame?
Song of the Week.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
As a warm-up to our third and final segment of the show today that is going to get you up to speed with New Orleans brass band music and other street music of the diaspora, which is all related to the New Orleans celebration of Mardi Gras, here's a song by the Haitian group La Kumizik. It's called Aiko Creole.
Guilty say identity. Haïti ak Nola, Yaya ti Congo, Yaya Congo, se frè ak se oye. Pou sa kan fas nou na pare, kembe jam di nou la, tambou n frape racine marié, se kreol nou ye. Hena,
hena, hena, hena, Aiko, Aiko ande, Jacques Mofino hanande, Jacques Mofino hanande.
Présenté, passé en haut, passé en bas, quand même n'a pas rencontré. L'aime jouer, connaît ou harmoniser, trompette à trombonnier.
All right, so that's the music of La Comusique, a Haitian live band. The band is closely connected to the music and culture of New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz and of Mardi Gras. Now, if you don't know what Mardi Gras is, let me tell you that real quick, and then we're going to go into our amazing feature about brass band music from there. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, and it reflects the practice of the last night of eating rich, fatty foods before the beginning of the Western Christian ritual, a six-week fasting period called Lent. So the celebration is happening Tuesday, February 25th. Tom Roach now brings you this exciting feature that's going to take you right inside New Orleans brass band music.
Thank you, Dr. Heather. Yes, this is Tom Roach speaking to you from the banks of the mighty Mississippi River in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States.
The big bass drum and the big boogie, all on a Mardi Gras day.
It is a week of huge parades and house parties here as Mardi Gras week has finally arrived.
All on a Mardi Gras day.
And it is a good time to take stock of the street music of New Orleans right now in 2020. The city now boasts over 30 brass bands, and that number keeps growing. The influence of Old Africa on the musical heritage of New Orleans cannot be overstated. The first slave ships to arrive in the 1700s came from what is now Senegal and Benin. In the 1800s, close to half the region's population was of African or Caribbean descent. Slaves were prohibited from gathering or playing their drums throughout the American South, except in New Orleans, soon to be known as the birthplace of jazz. But black and white musicians were not legally allowed to play together until the mid-1960s. Let me tell you, my African brothers and sisters, brass band music has come a long way since then.
What? Two, one, two, three, go!
This track from 2001 is by the Little Rascals Brass Band, founded by trombonist Corey Henry. It spotlights the wall-shaking vocals of Glenn David Andrews and features African-style call and response and wall of sound horns. Dirty Dozen Brass Band are legendary here. Founded in 1977 and still going strong, their sound was layers of horns, played with amazing speed and complexity. Blackbird Special by the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Now, the Tremé Brass Band, founded in the neighborhood where jazz began, has a more laid-back approach. Their bass drummer, Uncle Lionel Batiste, was at the time of this recording 77 years old. So the whole thing has a gentle swing. That's right, that's Grazing in the Grass. Originally, of course, by Hugh Masekela. Speaking of cover versions, New Orleans brass bands delight in innovative makeovers of beloved songs. See if you recognize this soul classic from the Hot 8 Brass Band. If you guessed Marvin Gaye, you're right.
Baby, I'm hot just like loving. I need some loving.
And a shout out to all the women listening. Just as innovative and tougher than the rest is the Pinette's Brass Band, the city's first all-female collective. And they love their city. Yes, the Pinette's Brass Band, Ain't No City, and I agree. Brass band sounds pulsate throughout all of New Orleans music, even church on Sunday. This track is by the Cool Bone Brass Band with the Gospel Dedicators.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I've laid my burden down for my friend,
whoa, I've got to stop and pray for a minute. Contrary to conventional wisdom, New Orleans music is not stuck in time in some dusty museum. It is still a vibrant street culture as hip-hop and bounce move the style forward. That's the artist known as Fifth Ward Wiebe. Sadly, he died just last month. He was in collaboration with the New Breed Brass Band, asking the musical question, "What you working it for?" So thank you, Music Time in Africa, for letting me get you up to the second with New Orleans brass band music.
Leave your worries.
The Soul Rebels with Big Frida say, let's have a good time. That's the Soul Rebels from their brand new release, Poetry in Motion. You've got to check that one out. For more about New Orleans music and culture happening right now, visit my radio station, WWOZ-FM, by way of WWOZ.org. This is Tom Roach saying happy Mardi Gras. Back to you, Heather, and so long from New Orleans. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, thanks, Tom. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now, we're not leaving New Orleans brass band music quite yet. You heard all about it from Tom Roach from inside New Orleans, but he mentioned the influences from Africa and from Belize and Haiti. Well, guess what? Now I'm going to give you four pieces of music from all of those places just to get you in the real global sort of spirit of Mardi Gras and to really hear the influences. First, we're going to go to Benin. This is a recording from 2004 by the Gangbe Brass Band. Yemo Noho. Hey, everybody, that was Gangbe Brass Band with brass band music from Benin. And now let's go to Senegal. This is a 1994 recording by the late Dudu Njie Rose. It gives you the understanding of a real traditional drum orchestra. Now, from traditional drum orchestras from Senegal, we move across the ocean to Belize. The Garifuna people from Belize are of African descent, and their music and cultural traditions still remain quite true to African tradition. Here's the Garifuna collective with a song called Ideruni. Right, that was the Garifuna Collective. Hey, everybody, we've got one more diasporan tune I'm going to play for you related to Mardi Gras music. And this one is from the Haitian group Lacou Musique. Now, this group, actually their second album, which was released in 2019, dedicated the entire CD to the relationship between their music in Haiti and their culture and New Orleans music. So the actual title of the album is called Haitia Nola. This song is called Lundanda. Now, I started out this third and final part of today's show, which has taken us to the African diaspora as it relates to Mardi Gras, with the song Aiko Creole, which is also by Lacou Musique. This song on the same album, though, takes it more traditional. Yes, that was Lumanja by Lakou Musique from Haiti. I'm Heather Maxwell. That concludes our final segment of the world of New Orleans brass band music.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Only his family.
We just got a little time for one more song. We're going to bring it back around to today, right in the east of Africa, Tanzania. Here's Harmonize, featuring Diamond Platnumz with Kwa Gwaru.
I wish inge kwa gana mavumba, mkwanja manoti. Ni kuonge vya thamani ama niwe fundi wa kuigiza kakanumba masanja joti usiwe mbali nami my darling, I need you now. Uwe na mi haki ya Mungu na kupenda. Nobody can show you love. Usiwamini ukisha wapa wana sijilegeze ni kubebe mbongoni
ielewe
nika ni kudekeze ni kutunze kama mboni
ielewe
wakija wapoteze nifanye kama uwaoni
ielewe
kisha uniongeze ulivofunzwa unyagoni
ielewe.
All right, that was Kwa Ngwaru out of Tanzania by Harmonize featuring Diamond Platnumz. And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Kwame Ofori, for joining me on Song of the Week. That was by Maro. And also, thank you to the guys and the gals in Ghana. I'm talking about Stoneboy. I'm talking about Samini and Lamissi and Prince Benjamin. And also a huge thank you to Tom Roach for that amazing report on New Orleans brass band music. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturday and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.